Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Father, so we'll be careful to give you glory this evening. We have come into your presence, Lord, to hear your word. Holy Spirit, teach us. Show us your way. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Somebody shout a believing amen. Come on, I can't hear you. Give glory unto Jesus. Amen. We bless God so much for a lovely evening that he has given unto us. We acknowledge the set man of God of the house, the prophet Dr. Kofi Odru, our father. Give a clap offering. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity he has given to us, and we do not take it for granted. Amen. John chapter number 12, verse 20 to 21. John chapter number 12, verse 20 to 21. He said, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Somebody say with me, Sir, we would see. Luke chapter number 21, 34 to 36. Luke chapter number 21, verse 34 to 36. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Amen. Can you go to NLT for me? NLT, New Living Translation. It says, watch out. Watch out. Don't let your hearts be dulled by carousing and drunkenness and by the worries of this life. Watch out. Don't let your hearts be dulled by carousing and drunkenness and by the worries of this life. Because we understand that the worries of this life is always going to be with us. As long as we live under the sun, the worries of this life is going to be with us. So the Bible says that watch out. Don't let that day catch you unaware, because many are those that day is going to catch them unaware, because we are living in this world, but we are not aware of the happenings that are around us. We don't take into consideration the things that are around us. We don't look at it, so we don't know what is happening. Many of us are missing the signs of the times. But everything that is happening in this day and age is showing us that the end is here with us more than before. Every event that happens each day in this world is showing us that the end of the world is more at the fingertips than at hand. He said, don't let that day catch you unawares. Go. Next verse. Like a trap. Don't let that day catch you unawares like a trap. For that day will come upon everyone living on the earth. That day will come upon everyone. It will come upon Mama Lizzie. It will come upon me. It will come upon every single creature that lives on the face of the whole earth. Epepa obi biaso. Okase obi bian when you President Trump and film. And when you nana do dan kwe kufu adu and film. Ose epepa obi bia. Ose ewea se so. So what do we do? Next verse. Ose. So keep alert at all times. In King James, he said, watch. But this one, he said, keep alert at all times. Keep alert at all times. And pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors. Ah, there are coming horrors. There are horrors that are coming which are even stronger than COVID-19. There are horrors that are coming. Oh, we heard of the Spanish flu. We heard of Ebola. We heard of H1N1. Now we have heard about COVID-19. But there are coming horrors. There are some horrors that are coming that you cannot imagine. You may be seated on glorious thrones. There are some horrors that are coming that are greater than the horrors we are seeing today. He said, keep alert at all times. Keep alert. You can highlight that for me because my message is going to be based there. Keep alert at all times. That means that I say when it daho, I say o Christo ni wanamombi a wutunu when he yedi e daho. You don't need to and yes when you free one also at any point in time. Keep alert at all times. Don't keep alert some of the times. Don't keep alert some of the times. When you are in the office, now where you were near Ephesus. Abra, wuko jom nun, where you were near Friso. Abra, wati ke, nun, where you were near Friso. Oh, where the ke, muke, kenamete. Abra, wuwo, wufie, nun, where you were near Friso. Oh, say, mifie, na miwo. Mifie, dia, miya, na miwo, mifie, ntino. Enye, important, say, I should keep alert. But it says that keep alert at all times. Keep alert at all times. As you are walking, keep alert. So our Father does not stop telling us, say, de biya, before I will be piano. Form if you say keep alert at all times, not some of the time. When you are talking to your friends, keep alert. When you are working with your friends, keep alert. When you are gossiping, keep alert. Udi brother, keep alert. Abra. What you are zero back, keep alert. I said, keep alert. He didn't say keep alert when you are in church alone. When you are going to visit that boyfriend, keep alert. Keep alert. Oh, keep alert at all times. Keep alert at all times. Because there is a thin line between you backsliding and you continuing to stand with the Lord. There's a thin line. Or you can easily slip. That is why the Bible tells us that. So when we are preaching, we don't preach to only unbelievers. We preach to ourselves. We preach to ourselves. We teach ourselves because even Socrates says that an unexamined life is not worth living. So at every point in time, you need to examine your life. It is part of keeping alert. It is part of what? Keeping alert. So 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 5. Can you go there for me? It says, examine yourselves. Whether ye be in the faith, examine yourselves. Whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. If ye be in the faith, that means that every point in time you need to check. Chale mijine ye anase mijine ye. You need to examine yourself. You need to look at every point to see that chale. That is what keeping alert. Listen, when we were uko school, before you move from one step to the other, you need to write an exams. You need to do what? An examination. Before Befi JSS, I call, JHS. I call SHS. So you need to write an exams. Before you move from SHS to the university, you need to write an exams. But you see, before you write that exam, there is something that we do. We call it mock exam. Do you know mock exam? Mock exam, no? Yet the sobo share and san wakwa kotro exams nankasa. Because they want to test you and see whether you are baby a wujina and wujina year as a kotro exams nankasa. Ube to me a pass here now. So the Bible is telling us here that we need to examine ourselves whether we are in the faith. And so we throw mock exams concerning the judgment day. To see whether you are standing right with the Lord. Whether you are standing right with the Lord. Examine yourself. Whether you are in the faith. Because many of us are being deceived that we are in the faith, but the kind of lifestyle we are living doesn't show that we are in the faith. If the final exams comes, you will not pass. You will not pass. Because you are not standing well in the faith. You are not standing well in the faith. So he said, examine yourself. Examine yourself. Take a critical look at yourself. Pick it from the Message Bible for me. Message Bible. Message Bible. It says, test yourselves to make sure you are solid in the faith. Because if you are not solid in the faith, you can easily fall. If you are not solid in the faith and you are looking for a job and the boss tells you that, Charlie, Chiame, Ewa Hotel Raviku, appointment letter, you will easily go there. You are not solid in the faith. He said, test yourself to make sure you are solid in the faith. You need to keep alert so that you don't fall away from the faith. You don't fall away from the faith. Because in the end, the love of many shall wax cold. The love for God shall wax cold. So people will be drawn away from the faith. So when you, at this point, it's a very crucial point whereby you begin to assess your life. Begin to assess your life. What shall I say? Say, who boom, compound question with she? Say, Abraba me bono, and here radi Yesu Christo, and I'm on tour or person me to no sana me kono ana. Sana me kono ana. He said, don't drift along taking everything for granted. That is the life of a Christian. We take everything for granted. So bibia jeje mu. Oh, na se we di end there, say we di enya hwee. Enya hwee. Oh, na se me we saka kra we eya point 1 pe. Ti me no me say we yamo. Emo. Smen of the oh, smen of ice. And there say yamo nkola eyi. Ti end there me no kra enya hwee shandy. Eno kra sugar womb. We take things for granted. We take things for granted. By the time you graduate from Shandy, you go to a big bottle of beer. By the time you graduate from there, by the time you graduate from there, now to talk at him. You take things for granted. Oh, now say where the waka chum so obe worry me. Obe worry me since I make kiss in a dear nebeba. Now say kiss in cramp when you're bonny. Into no, yeah, laugh talk. I know a man is so into pass and patrol kissing and so a bonnet. Can a man scoop cold into his bosom and not get bent? Yeah, say you should have my friend Freddy. You should have my friend Freddy. By the time he finished with you, oh, means I take where he is. Oh, yeah, my family sound too. Sissy, a chicatra. Or the two komo. Eba kakana do sisiechi. By the time you realize it's on your butt. By the time you realize we're Rawood Rosmo, be careful. We take things for granted as Christians at all. We take things for granted. We take things for granted. Oh, nasa we dia may say sika we made kakra soso kwana minya bia say it's a business. Timenya prophet kakra was so teach obo we see a prophet. In your business. Trouble at the new business. We take things for granted. Are you in the faith? Are you still standing in the faith? Are you a Christian at all? Are you a Christian at all? Christonia, party, ya shisha brandy, ya shisha gin, kasapreko, bieja bu pabites, kakai bites, ya. Oh, well, you said, menam for fun, dear, one more no. Menam for fun, one more dear. Aya, women, woman, dear, for Kaiser, dear, ma Kaiser. Now for Yesu, dear, my Yesu. We take things for granted. Or see, hinted yan, dear, bebo, nani enam ne so. O Christo niya enam o soma hinti diaba. Hey! Put up the scripture for me. Put up the scripture. Test yourself to make sure you are solid in the faith. Don't drift along taking everything for granted. Give yourselves regular checkups. Give yourselves regular checkups. That means that as a Christian, to say, yeah, every year bi also you make a checkup every month bi make kwa kwa hwe me video mu I said there say me mahrawa ana me koma ana say bi sisi ana say me ha say you're okay. The same way as a Christian, you need to do checkups, spiritual checkups, to make sure to see whether you are still standing in the faith. He said give yourselves regular checkups, because and by the time today ends, you don't know what has happened. Hey, maybe in your eyes you have walked a straight line, but you don't know that at a day I will share, you know. But we na mona brother ne share we no. Oh yeah, you need to look good as a Christian, but it doesn't give you the license. It doesn't give you the license to dress anyhow. Give yourselves regular checkups to see whether you are still standing in the faith. Give yourselves regular checkups. You need first-hand evidence, not mere hearsay. First-hand evidence, not mere hearsay. Oh, so where do I have pound? Oh, I don't preach it pound. That is hearsay. But before God, how does he see you? The word that you are preaching to the congregation, is that God, what God wants you to say to them? As some now woke up at that point in time, is that what God wants them to hear? Oh, so for the we're preaching and you're powerful power. How does God see you? So don't be swollen headed. Oh, we're preaching and people are jumping, throwing up monies on the altar. Yes, they will bring money. I receive it. I take it. At the end of the day, every word that you spoke to the people, you are going to be judged by it. So look for the evidence from God. What God is saying about your life. What God is saying about what you are doing. Not just what men are saying. Oh, men, they will hail you. Men, they will hail you. Yebema usu duwe siya konkon. Now they are my assemba. Madam Fubini nickname, Nyasemshe. Nyasemshe. Eho na ubehu. He said, don't go with hearsay, but what? Evidence. That Jesus Christ is in you. You need to have the evidence that Jesus lives in you. What proves? What shows? At the end, the church says, Jesus Christ is in you. The Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells that he that has taken Christ has put on Christ. What should Jesus say at a day? It's me who said what he has said. Me who Christ said or what he has said. Now, so question I'm pressing me beside on this. Jesus found no to major quarter. Hey, it's Jesus found no bidding and such a praise the more me and the Nufusar. Hey, no. Yesu Christ, pa. Ena, Odi obi hun konkonsa sano. You are put on Christ. Christ lives in you. You are put on Christ. Christ lives in you. You are put on Christ. That means, oh, we profess as he is, so are we on this earth. So as I see you here, you are Jesus. Hey, it's Jesus Christ, man, to me, can't trust her. Jesus Christ, your frozen, see, I saw what he. What's the midina circle? I'm a fucker. Mete call the book. I'm a sister. Now, so who did I test her?
He said, give yourself regular checkups. Regular checkups. Not just mere.
Let's give glory unto God for the life of our Father is in the house.
Regular checkups. Evidence, not just hearsay.
Can you put up the scripture? Can you put it up?
He said, you need first-hand evidence, not mere hearsay, that Jesus Christ is in you. Test it out. You need to test it out. You need to prove that Jesus is in you. It is proved in your speech. It is proved in the way you live your life. It is proved in your character. It is proved in the way you walk. It is proved in where you sit. It is proved in where you stand. And it is proved in the company that you keep. Test it out. And I love the last part. After testing it out, after doing the examination, after doing the mock exams, if you fail the test, do something about it. Do something about it. Don't just realize that this is what is happening in my life. No, there are people you see, when who say we adie we eye sin to one abrabo, instead of doing something about it, oh me dear sa na metio ho me dear all come here just say me en check na me sa ko enti me dear sa na me suba enti. But the Bible is telling you that when you test yourself, when you look it out and you realize that there is a problem, you need to do what? Do something about it. Do something about it. Yeah, akomane ho adwuma. Ah, yeah, fornication ho adwuma. Yeah, jamine ho adwuma. Yeah, throne ho adwuma. Because if you don't work on it, it is that which opens the door to hell for you. Work on it. Do something about it. Psalm chapter number 1. Psalm chapter number 1. Can you put it there for us? Psalm chapter number 1. Kadabrian telebakabai. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man. Go, the first verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. One of the places you need to examine are these three things. Blessed is the man that walketh not. Where do you walk? Where do you walk? Where do you take counsel? Amongst which people are you walking with? Oh, me a Christian, me na oh, one more moment, sir, but me dear. Those are your friends. You work with people who can gossip. Yeba wo fear. Yeba wo soto ohwa. Yeba wo saloon honwa. Ehoni BBC Channel 1. GBC Radio 2. He said, where you walk. Can you put it back? Where you walk. Blessed is he. There is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Where do you stand? Where do you stand as a Christian? What is your stand? Yeah, LGBT yourself. And I see lots of people making lots of posts on the internet. And I shiver at what they say. Listen, yes, we don't hate them, but what they are doing, they are changing the natural course of the Lord. So we need to speak against it. Yeah, you are maintain. No one who say the woman, you know, and yet the correct thing. If we don't speak against it now, me, I am speaking about it. For them to go to heaven, number one. Number two, for my children, my Hephzibah, my Othniel, and my Beulah. Because you don't know the next thing that is going to be taught to your children. Maybe the teacher who is teaching your child in school. School, Papa. You need to be led before you send your children to school.
standeth in the way of sinners. Where do you stand in the way of sinners? When him say, aha, a bonifo, echina bieni, was he a wana mejina? Was he a wana mejina? Where you standeth. And lastly, what the next one, he said that, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Where do you sit? And he found a watsina as a Christoni. O Christoni, and he found a watsina. Where do you sit? Oh, yeah, cost cinema. Oh, I didn't say it's a bad thing to go to cinema. But when you, I remember when we were in school, there's a particular cinema we used to go. It was called Tai Chi. Now, Tai Chi, by the time you be Tai Chi movie, you know, now the year two or so, no. The Lord is faithful. Amen. So you need to examine your life. You need to examine your prayer life, because your prayer life will determine whether you are still standing in the faith or not. So Luke chapter 18, verse number 1. He said, men ought, he speak a parable unto them, saying, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And he speak a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. When you begin to faint in your prayer, that means that there is an opportunity for you to enter temptation. There is an opportunity for you to enter temptation. Jesus Christ says something. Let me look it for you. Matthew chapter number 26, verse 40 to 41. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me an hour? Next verse. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Because your flesh is weak, you need to at all times make sure that prayer is a portion of your life. That means that you are spiritually alert. You are spiritually alert at all times so that you don't fall into any temptation. So as you are examining your life to see whether you are in the faith, check your prayer life. Five minutes prayer. It said that part-time Christians cannot fight what? Full-time demons. Your 10 minutes prayer against somebody, I walk country the whole night. No, I better than the shop lane him. I feel we shopping because we will see a radin where do you prayer. Check your prayer life. Oh, sorry, I'm not paying. Oh, bombay, and son, oh, sorry. Everybody, I was said, I don't answer. Monka ben kunwai. Monfa and kwengusu na mundi me kwaba. That is your prayer. Is that your prayer? Is that your prayer? Do you have time allocated to wait upon the Lord? Wait upon the Lord. Sitting in the presence of God. He said, were you not able to watch with me for just an hour? That means that as a Christian, you should be able to pray more than 1 hour in a day. As a Christian, you need to be able to pray more than an hour. Because if you don't do that, you can easily fall into temptation. Please don't faint in your prayer. Number two, check your steady life. How many of us are able to have our quiet time? Yes, sorry, but the first thing that comes to mind is our phone. We are checking the number of likes, the number of shares, the number of views. That is what we are looking at. We cannot even go into the presence of God and read the Bible, study the Bible. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. So that means that even a pastor, when you are studying, it's not that you are studying to come and preach to your congregation. You are studying for yourself. To make sure that the kind of life that you are living, it is approved unto God. That means that the study that you are studying, you are not studying to come and preach to your congregation. You are studying to make sure that you are walking on the right path. So Papa always tells us something. What I tell you is what I am. That is my life. That is what I live. Because he doesn't study the word just to come and tell you and preach to you. He's studying to walk in that way. So that when you see him, his life is also a Bible to you. His life is also a Bible to you. So when you are examining your life, whether you are in the faith, check
When was the last time you picked up your Bible to study it? The only time you pick up your Bible is on Sunday. Some of us, if we don't pick it up on Sunday because, you are funny phone or call. Into Bible now, your Toma will confirmation day, no? Bible na buntu. When is it? Adia abuntu. Abuntu. That is what has happened to your Bible. If you check your life and there is a problem, today is an opportunity to do something about it. To do something about it. To do something about it. Rise up to your feet. Give glory unto Jesus. Rise up to your feet. Give glory unto Jesus. Put the scripture there. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 13, verse number 5. I want it in the Message. Message Bible. Message Bible. He said, test yourself to make sure you are solid in the faith. Don't drift along taking everything for granted. Give yourselves regular checks-ups. You need first-hand evidence, not mere hearsay, that Jesus Christ is in you. Test it out. Test your life out. If you fail the test, do something about it. Today you have heard the word of God. If you are failing in any part of the word, it is an opportunity to do something about it. It's an opportunity to do something about it. Do something about it. Do something about your prayer life. Do something about your walk with the Lord. Do something about it. I want you to lay your hands on your chest and begin to pray. Bring yourself before the Lord. Father, I've realized it. Holy Spirit, help me to do something about it. Bring yourself before the Lord. Lift up prayer right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Ligande de bosaya. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer.
Father, upon your church, Alabaster International Ministry, to all our friends, our brothers and sisters from around the world online, I pray your hand of blessing in the name of Jesus, that you will do them good, elevate them, and smile on everybody. I pray that you will protect us from all the blatant demonic assaults that are going on in this very difficult, perilous times in which we are living. May you grant us the vigilance to redeem the times, for the days in which we are living are evil. I give you glory and thank you for the victory that you will order our steps in Christ and make us solidify. And even if we fail the test, by the grace of God, you will help us to do something about it. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that was a powerful, 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 powerful in-depth teaching of God's word. This is why I tell the people in this August house that it is not only Kofi Odru and his suffer. Papa, me person who papa. Open your heart. Open your heart. I'm blessed. I've made some notes. I mean, this is, you are building yourselves up. You are going deeper. Emfaun ye nyamede ne ye adwuma you were nifri nipaso. Take off your eyes me be hu papa ye nyesawa ye pe heaven akọ asase nsonso ye pe se ye ya asase so nchene ene ewiase kania. We want to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And to do that, you need to look up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Say amen. Let me thank God for all of you, your lives. I give God the glory that you are blessed, well, and alive. Let me thank you also very much for last Sunday, come celebrating with all the lovely people who celebrated the christening and dedication of their babies. And also thank you very much for last Saturday for coming to celebrate with the couple that got married. Say amen. Friday, we are starting Jesus Rally. Friday, I am back on the streets. Ye from a juma mammy wura. If ye then yami adumwa, ye ko asenka asempatre juma. And then next week we are doing two crusades next week. Next week we are going to Kukumpi and then I'm going to Circle. Circle, you know. Yeah. Next week I'll be a Circle. Yeah. I will do Kokompe early morning. It will not be the usual. I will be there early morning to meet all the spare parts guys and all the Wachi Fuog, all the guys. I want to meet all of them and we're preaching the heart of God to them. Say amen. Amen. Pastor Amendi, that was powerful. Powerful. Thank you. Thank you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.